With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There's another batch of goods now affected by import taxes. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
New tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and upholstered furniture are now in effect. The Trump administration says the aim is to boost domestic production and to protect American companies. These latest tariffs are prompting concerns among some small business owners who worry that higher-priced cabinets will lead potential customers to delay renovations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Soccer's high-profile tournament in North America next year is already a hot ticket.
FIFA has announced that over 1 million tickets have been sold for next year's World Cup. The tournament will be hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The highest demand for tickets comes from those three countries. FIFA reports that fans from 212 countries and territories have purchased tickets, even though only 28 of the 48 spots have been filled. The tournament runs from June 11th through July 19th. The first round of ticket sales was a lottery with 4.5 million applicants. The next draw opens on October 27th. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
A passenger bus in northeast Brazil has crashed into a sand embankment and flipped, killing at least 17 people. Local authorities say it happened late yesterday. The bus was carrying about 30 passengers when the driver lost control, crossed into the opposite lane, and hit rocks before crashing. The incident occurred in Siloa, Pernambuco. The cause of the crash is under investigation, but the driver was not drunk. Thieves have pulled off a daring heist at the Louvre using a basket lift to reach the museum this morning. They forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with jewels of, quote, inestimable value, according to France's Interior Ministry. This is SRN News. Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially those in Africa. The ministry says in many cases people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they're slipping into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia who grow up Christian but continue to visit witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction. In some places, illiteracy makes the problem more complex, leaving people unable to read the scriptures even if they can get a copy. In these cases, audio Bibles are being distributed. A small congregation in a remote Alaska town now has a church building, thanks to help from Samaritan's Purse. Hundreds of volunteers from the Giant Christian Relief Agency helped construct the Lake Clark Bible Church in Port Ellsworth over the summer. It was dedicated this month with a visit by Franklin Graham, who heads Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He says the building will make a big difference in the community. This is SRN News. The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean kids off of social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition. Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms could be fined millions starting in December if they don't take steps to prevent young Australians from holding accounts. Australia's age restriction is being watched closely. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, October the 19th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday, including actor John Lithgow. He is 80 years old. Fox News host Steve Ducey turned 69 today. Boxing Hall of Famer Evander Holyfield is 63. Filmmaker Jon Favreau, 59. This is SRN News.